Katy Country 94 weather.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 45. Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, mixed precipitation possible at times, lows around 27. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for snow, highs around 37. A dusting of snow tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 43.
There's a gift card blowout. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Baumgars. All this weekend, get $30 gift cards for just $25. You heard that right. $30 gift cards for only $25. If you want to give them a gift you know they won't return, Baumgars gift cards make the perfect Christmas gift. Family owned for over 75 years, we'll always have
what you need when you need it at Baumgars.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Two people were injured in an accident just after 2:30 yesterday afternoon in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2002 Ford Explorer driven by Brooklyn Jean Beckman, age 17, of Phillipsburg, was westbound on Kansas 9, a mile and a half west of Kerwin. The passenger side tires of the SUV dropped off the pavement. The driver overcorrected and lost control of the vehicle. The SUV entered the north ditch and overturned. EMS transported Beckman and a passenger, Kyra Maureen Perotti, age 16, of Phillipsburg, to the Phillips County Hospital. They were both wearing seatbelts, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday that $28.5 million in grants were awarded to 12 entities through the Lasting Infrastructure and Network Connectivity, also known as LINC program. Cunningham Telephone and Cable received $847,774 for a middle mile infrastructure project in Republic County to reduce overall cost in delivering broadband to end users. The award requires a $273,972 local match. The LINC program provides strategic funding for crucial aspects of broadband connectivity to reduce the cost of internet service, increase availability, and improve performance. LINC is another step forward in our promise to connect all Kansans, including in rural areas, to high-speed internet, said Governor Kelly. We are empowering communities with high-speed broadband infrastructure, unlocking greater economic growth, increased access to telemedicine, and expanded educational opportunities, end of quote. With matching funds from service providers, the total broadband investment in LINC is expected to surpass $33.9 million. LINC will provide opportunities for increased internet adoption by focusing on funding for broadband infrastructure, enabling end-user locations with a minimum of 100/20 Mbps speeds, internet exchange point facilities to improve the overall internet access service quality for all Kansans, and middle-mile infrastructure to reduce overall cost in delivering broadband to end users. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes, 60 Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. In appreciation for Mike Nolte on his retirement from Solomon Valley Home Center, please join them for an open house this Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. at Solomon Valley Home Center. And refreshments will be served. Share some stories, do some Christmas shopping, celebrate Mike Nolte's retirement after 33 years on Friday, December 1st, from 2 to 5 p.m. at Solomon Valley Home Center there in Beloit. Beloit High School basketball teams are dedicating their season opener to Kirsten Jones to support the Beloit High School girls' assistant basketball coach with her battle with cancer. A free will donation benefit soup supper will be held on Friday, December 1st in the Beloit High School Commons area from 5 until gone. Also that same night, a free will donation bake sale supporting Beloit High and St. John's High School after prom will be held as well at the same time at the same site. Christmas in Alton coming up on Saturday from 3 to 8 p.m. The Front Porch Event Center in Alton. Join them for a fun-filled afternoon in Alton. 3 to 5 is a chocolate festival at the Front Porch Event Center. 4 to 5 games and youth activities at the Firehouse. 5 to 7 soup, sandwiches, and dessert at Hardman Hall. 6 o'clock Christmas caroling. 6:15 Christmas lighting ceremony. Both of those items are at the downtown Alton. And then Santa comes to town following the lighting ceremony at the Alton Firehouse. Bring your letters to Santa. They'll have a special mailbox to send your letters to the North Pole. And earlier in the morning on Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Downs, bring the kids for a free breakfast with Santa Claus. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Bigelow's three is too strong. That's how this one's going to end. Wichita State came in averaging 80. They get to 80. And Richmond falls by 12.
We'll have more on Wichita State's win over Richmond coming up in this sportscast. Also, a look at local sports as competition begins tonight. One high school wrestling team from the area in action. Big 12 football honors were revealed on Wednesday. The Kansas City Royals had a free agent utility player. And Thursday night football tonight. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The high school winter sports season will begin with competition tonight. The Blue Trojan wrestling team will be at Plainville in a double duel with the Cardinals and Phillipsburg beginning at 5 o'clock. We previewed the season with new head coach Cade Hewitt on our locker room chats on Tuesday. If you missed those chats, you can go back and listen to them on our locker room chat podcast at KDCountry94.com. You can also listen to our Wednesday basketball locker room chats and catch the Thursday chats tonight with coaches of St. John's, Tipton, Lakeside, or Rock Hills around 5:15 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. High school basketball season will open for most of our area teams on Friday night. We have Concordia Bullitt on KD Country 94 and the Bullitt Trojan channel at NCKSSports.com with pregame for the girls contest at 5:50 and the boys to follow. You can see the full schedule for all your favorite teams and winter sports at NCKSSports.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Wichita State men's basketball team moved to 7-1 Wednesday night with an 80-68 win over Richmond. The Shockers led by 2 at half, but led by as many as 18 with just over 5 minutes left. All 5 Shocker starters scored in double figures. They were led by Colby Rogers with 19 points. Xavier Bell added 17. Next up for WSU will be a road game at Missouri on Sunday. In college hoops today, the 2-3 Kansas women back on the court hosting 4-3 Southeastern Louisiana. It's a 12:30 tip-off this afternoon on ESPN Plus from Allen Fieldhouse. In college football, the Big 12 Conference announced their postseason awards Wednesday. Ollie Gordon II of Oklahoma State was named the Offensive Player of the Year, and Devondre Sweat of Texas was the Defensive Player of the Year. Kansas defensive lineman Austin Booker took home the Defensive Newcomer of the Year, and for the second straight season, K-State's Cooper Beebe was named the Offensive Lineman of the Year. Mike Gundy of Oklahoma State took home Coach of the Year honors. First team all Big 12 picks from the in-state schools included K-State's Beebe on the offensive line and Ben Sennett at tight end. And KU's Dominic Pudi, a first-team offensive lineman, while Booker was a first-team defensive lineman, along with teammate Kobe Bryant as a first-team defensive back. Second-team picks from KU, Devin Neal at running back, Kenny Logan at defensive back. And second-team selections from K-State, quarterback Will Howard, defensive lineman Khalid Duke, linebacker Austin Moore, and defensive back Kobe Savage. For a full look at honorable mention picks and all the All-Big 12 selections, visit Big12Sports.com. In baseball, the Royals signed a utility player on Wednesday. Garrett Hampson agreed to a one-year, $2 million deal with Kansas City. The 29-year-old hit a career-best 276 in 98 games with the Marlins this past season. He played six different positions, had 26 starts at shortstop, 13 at center field. Also played right field, second base, third base, and left field at times. Hampson is more known for his defense as a utility player, as he's just a career 235 hitter. He's played in parts of 6 seasons, his first 5 being with the Rockies. He played a career high 147 games in 2021. Finally, in sports, week 13 of the NFL season gets underway tonight in Arlington, Texas. The 8-3 Cowboys hosting the 6-5 Seahawks. Both teams have a chance to better their potential playoff positioning in the NFC. Kickoff is set for 7:15 tonight on Amazon Prime Video. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.